This is something that is not only a good thing to do for the environment or for social issues, actually, it's a good financial decision as well. And so the thing that has surprised me is that it's taken this long for people to wake up and say, gee, maybe I should look at what's in my investment portfolio, and maybe I should invest in the things that I care about, or at least take out the things that really offend me from my portfolio, because incidentally, I can also earn good returns that way. And when you kind of put it like that, the survey does say that 83% of New Zealanders want their providers to be ethical with the way they invest their money. And that 83% is incidentally up from 72% last year. So these are annual surveys done by Colmar Brunton for Mindful Money and for Responsible Investment Association of Australasia. So a big jump over a year. But again, it doesn't surprise me. It surprises me that it's taken that long.
Actually, the point that you make there about it being better financially is a really good point, because I've had lots of people getting in touch with me saying, should I be concerned about ethical investing? Do I have to choose? And a lot of the times I've spoken to experts and they've said things that are unsustainable are also often sunset industries, or it's literally called unsustainable, as in you can't continue. If you're making a long-term investing decision, which is what you should be doing, then of course those companies aren't as good, surely.
There is there are a number of arguments around it. One is that if you look at the best managed companies in New Zealand, typically they're the ones that take sustainability seriously. And they do it because it's good for their company reputation, it's good for their brand. Consumers are going to buy their products. They can attract good employees because employees want to work for the company. They can feel good about the work that they're doing. So there's, many reasons as to why good companies go sustainable. And so that there is an alignment between well-managed companies and high sustainability standards. And the research shows us that actually the research over the past 20 years has shown that across kind of literally hundreds of studies, that ethical investment funds produce returns that are at least as high, if not higher, than conventional funds. That's on average across a lot of analysis. So, that says that there isn't a penalty for going to an ethical fund. You can feel good about your investment when you invest ethically. It does good in the world, and it earns good money. So, the question is not so much why would I invest ethically, it's kind of why not?
Yes.
And it becomes a bit of a no-brainer of a decision. Sometimes there are people who say, well, maybe if you don't invest in a bad company, it doesn't make too much difference to that company. But actually, if you look at what's happening in, for example, the fossil fuel industry, where there's been already divestment of $12 billion, that's 12 zeros. It's
It's
very, very,
huge.
it's a very big number, even for the funds management industry, which is huge. That is making an effect on the cost of capital of the fossil fuel companies and hastening the process of conversion to renewable energy. So people's actions can make a difference. So it does matter if you invest ethically. It does matter. And interesting, there was a Nordic study done by the largest bank in the Nordic countries called Nordea Bank. And they said, it's a slightly biased analysis because it was done from their sustainable investment team, but it said that making your investments sustainable are 27 times more powerful way of taking action on sustainability than giving up eating meat, driving less, and other things like not having showers for so long. So they took a number of sort of personal measures, and they compared it to what happens when you invest in a sustainable portfolio, and they said, actually, your money's important, and the way you invest is really important. And that's so for most people listening, they'll do things like maybe they're interested in e-bikes, maybe of course they take their bags along to the supermarket and they try and be sustainable in other ways. But most of them wouldn't have looked at their money recently and put it in the too hard basket for something that they will get around to in their next New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
But maybe it should be this year's New Year's resolution.